Well, thanks for tuning in this week. And now we head to Ohio. That's where reporters from Ohio AgNet and Ohio's Country Journal talked to officers and attendees about the recent 91st State FFA Convention.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Oakley, and I'm a student reporter for the 2019 Ohio FFA State Convention. Here, I'm with Bethany Starlin, who is slated to be a state officer next year. So, Bethany, could you tell me what was the process like to become a state officer?
Yeah, so you actually kind of begin when you first enroll in your agricultural education class. Over the past 3-4 years, everything that I've done has kind of contributed to this moment. I'm developing new skills, leadership skills, and just kind of finding out who I am as a person, which really helped me in the process. We had to submit an application in the end of March, and then we had our interviews on April 13th, it was a long day, and it was a very interesting day. It was different, kind of a different interview process than I've ever been through before, but it was a great experience to go through.
So when would you say was like the turning point and when you decided you wanted to be a state officer yourself?
Yeah, so throughout my whole high school career, I was like, basketball is what I want to do with everything. I was going to go play college basketball somewhere. And then I started realizing that FFA was developing me more as a person than basketball ever would. And I kind of turned away from basketball and did what was making me a better person, and that was FFA. And as soon as I made that switch, I started realizing I was improving who I was, and I was really becoming who I wanted to be, and that was kind of the turning point of, wow, I do want to be a state officer.
So I know that you have siblings, and I'm not quite sure, were they in FFA, and if they were, did they help you on this journey that you're on now?
Yeah, so my sisters also were both state officers. Emily was the state sentinel, and Kayla was the district 10 president when they had that. And they did help me a little, but believe it or not, I did a lot of this on my own. They weren't really the most helpful individuals at times, but yeah, I am thankful for all the support my family did provide during this journey.
Okay, and one last question. If you could pick one person that has really influenced you throughout your FFA journey or this state officer journey, who would that be and why?
I would definitely say my grandfather. He grew up on a farm himself, and they farmed back in the olden days where stuff was a lot different now, and I would hear the stories that he would have to say to me, and then we would compare it to today's agriculture, and that man inspired me to be a better person and to do what I wanted to do and take my heart and run with it. So he's probably the reason I'd be here today.
All right, well, this is Lindsay Oakley here with Bethany Starlin. Bethany, thank you for being here with me.
Hello, my name is Mallory Lyles with Ohio AgNet, here with Cameron Reinhart, a past state officer. Cameron was actually the very first state officer I ever met my freshman year and has been an inspiration to me from that very moment. It's now been 3 years since he's been a state officer, and I just got to know, how has state office changed your life?
Being a state officer for the Ohio FFA Association really gave me a new outlook on life. It helped me decide what I wanted to do in my future. I had it set in mind that I wanted to be a high school ag teacher, and after being a state officer, I decided the classroom might not be the best role for me, but going into higher education is what I've decided now, and just getting to meet new people and making those connections all over Ohio agriculture has been a lifelong journey for me, and it's been an awesome experience.
Fantastic. So where are you attending college now?
I go to Wilmington College, majoring in agriculture business and leadership.
How has Wilmington affected your ag future positively? What are you doing at Wilmington that's so special?
I'm super involved on campus at Wilmington College. I was recently just elected as student body president. And I'm very involved in different things. Wilmington has given me an opportunity to connect with alumni and connect with other individuals within the agricultural industry. And it's given me a hands-on learning experience to really grow my knowledge of agriculture and the business side of agriculture. And once I'm done at Wilmington, I plan to attend the Ohio State University to pursue a master's degree in agricultural education.
Fantastic. So what do you plan to do with your degree in agriculture education?
I plan to go into higher education, so my goal is to one day be a college professor, so I want to teach the future teachers.
I'm Mallory Lyles with Cameron Reinhart here at the Ohio State FFA Convention at the Wilmington booth. Thank you.
Hello, Ruth.
everyone. It's Mackenzie Hoke here, and I'm here with Miss Lainey LeBlanc, the National Secretary. Lainey, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So as you might see, we're in front of the AgriScience Fair booth, and we have a little special connection with that, don't we?
Yeah. So I'm actually a junior in animal science at Louisiana State University, and I actually recently had the opportunity to participate in some genetics research with turtles. And so I have a special place in my heart for research and how much value it brings to your education. And I think it's amazing that high schoolers here today have the opportunity to start gaining those skills that are going to be so relevant to their time in college, no matter what they end up studying. So yeah, it's been incredible to go and see what the projects are all about and see kind of the conclusions that they've found.
So while you were like in FFA as like a member, did you actually get to participate in the AgriScience Fair?
Yeah, so I actually never did AgriScience Fair, but for my supervised agricultural experience, I did small animal production and care. And what I did was I partnered with a local animal shelter and was able to work with the shelter veterinarian and working with parasitology, kind of working in a lab setting, which was something that helped equip me to succeed in a lab years later in college.
So out of all the AgriScience Fair projects today, which is probably like your favorite activity or like kind of description like you like the most?
Yeah, I absolutely love obviously the animal systems division. I think they're all incredible because that's related to what I'm studying. But I also think that the food science side is really interesting because human health is something that has always piqued my interest. So it's cool to see some of the findings that they're seeing within the areas of food science.
It was incredible to meet you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Hallie Miller here at the 91st FFA Convention. I'm joined by
Jacob Roush,
Tyler Roush,
Aaron Roush.
And they are so unique. They're triplets receiving their state degrees. Can you guys tell us a little bit about what you've done in FFA this year? And if you guys like being triplets?
Yeah, we like being triplets. Most of our experiences was community service and all that. So we did a lot of stuff with the fire department and all that. Missions trip at our church.
That's really interesting. Can you tell us a little bit, Tyler?
I think it was a little bit easier being triplets going through FFA. We kind of did everything together. We could bring some of our friends along. It just kind of bring us a bigger group in.
And how about you, Aaron?
I like being a triplet because we're always together. We could work through problems better and just always have a friend. And I showed goats this year at my fair and went to state and national level with them. And I had a great time supporting FFA.
Great job. So you guys are receiving your state degrees. Can you tell the audience at home a little bit about all the hard work that goes into receiving this amazing degree and all of the long hours that you've put in for it?
Well, you gotta have dedication and you wanna stay with it, especially after high school and all that, so you can better your community and all that.
I think my biggest disadvantage, I had the hours and I had the dedication. Is my thing was logging all of it. It was pretty difficult getting on a computer every day, every week, to actually put it in to AET.
How about you?
It was pretty fun. The stuff was easy to put in online, and it was just pretty cool.
Well, congratulations, all of you, on your hard work. Thank you all.